you represented that you were married to him.
Yes.
Correct? And on these documents, you used as your wedding date the day that his wife was buried.
Okay, let me explain this. The entire situation was terribly uncomfortable to me. I did not think it was a good idea that I use anyone's social. He thought that the easiest way to do this, though, would be to go onto the base and correct their information and have them issue me a card. And I was too scared to do it. I stayed in the car, and I said, if you want to go and arrange this, you can go and try. If you talk them into it, they can take my picture, that's fine. But I don't think this is a good idea. And he, in his boldness, did that and called me from the office with the documents already filled out, mm-hmm. or the information portion.
How long after this did he actually propose to you?
He proposed, I think it was like the end of July, first part of August.
Which was how long after the funeral?
3 or 4 months. Not long.
Why use the funeral date on falsified documents as your wedding date?
Martin had been battling with his children, and again, it's unlikely that they had, or to our minds then, it was unlikely that anyone would see that, but if they did, it would hurt their feelings. And that's why he put it the way he did.
How did he propose?
We went to visit my family in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and we went to a restaurant, and he had the ring, and he had flowers, and we had a great dinner, and then he proposed in front of my family.
Were you planning to marry him?
Yes, I did plan to marry him.
You
eventually,
said yes.
Yes.
Did you have any doubts about marrying him?
Not about marrying him. I had doubts about marriage in general.
Have you ever heard the name Drew Peterson?
Who?
He's been convicted of murdering his wife, and then another wife disappeared after that. And then, did it ever occur to you, I might be getting into a situation here that has a real bad end? Did it ever occur to you?
I never felt that my life was in danger at all. The facts around Michelle's death and the autopsy was natural. In hindsight, especially, I can't believe I did the things I did. Martin was an attorney. He was appointed by the governor to work in the position he had been. He had his law degree. I knew he liked bending the rules, and I thought that he knew how to navigate however he wanted to. And so I deferred my better judgment to what he said we should do. And it has been disastrous. It's been disastrous in everyone's life.
He claimed to have cancer, which is part of the reason that he said he couldn't get Michelle out of the bathtub and why he's been seen on a cane and one thing and another. Did he have cancer?
He did not have cancer. He had an injury in 2005 that was not healing, or excuse me, 2006, that wasn't healing properly. It's a genetic disease called HNPP.
At the time of trial, the prosecution called another mistress.
Yes.
To testify. Did you know about her?
He had told me about her, kind of in passing during the time that we were involved.
So you knew you weren't the only one?
I knew I wasn't the only one. I assumed he probably had many.
Is there any such thing as a discontinuation criteria for you? Wife dies, you're sending him pictures the day after, you're moving into her house, you're stealing an identity, defrauding the government, not once, but twice. Is there...
It's a very damning situation.
Is there any point at which you would have said, this is too much, I'm out of here?